Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Light of the Hour. I am David Clark of Different Strokes for Different Folks. Please welcome my guests who will shed light on their spiritual journeys via remarkable life journeys into the light. Join an amazing array of guests who have learned how to lead empowered and successful lives. Discover the power within you to do the same. Now, today's first guest was supposed to be Dr. Millie Little, and she's not in the studio. So I'm going to talk about my own life journey, which is being made into a movie, and there is a book out that just came out on Kindle in September and will be coming out in paperback and hardback in December, and that is Occam's Razor Revisited, O-C-K-H-A-M-S, Razor Revisited. And what that does is it provides a simple solution to freedom from all addictions. And I have experienced many addictions in my past, including alcohol, drugs, and my primary addiction was sexual addiction. That was the granddaddy of my addictions, and much different to recover from than putting down a substance, which I don't need. Now, of course, you can lead a happy and healthy life without sex, but sex is a gift from God, and it can enhance your life experience when it's done appropriately. And I used to engage in sexual behaviors that were not only inappropriate but dangerous because I practiced unsafe sex as a former sex addict. And it created a tremendous amount of guilt and shame for me because try as hard as I could not remain faithful to a partner. And that would often lead me into suicidal depressions and suicide attempts. And once I stopped drinking, I experienced another problem, and that was a mania. Apparently, what was happening when I was drinking and drugging was that I was medicating a bipolar disorder. And once the depressant effects of the alcohol were removed, then I had my first mania. And I've had three of those since then. But for the most part, drugs have controlled that, and I have not had much of a problem with unmanageability in my life that mania can induce. Now, Occam's Razor Revisited weaves my life story around four themes, one of which is overcoming severe homophobia, and the other is recovery from alcoholism, recovery from mental illness, and recovery from my secret shame, which was sexual addiction. I'd like to read you a brief description of Occam's Razor Revisited. It's a blazingly candid memoir and recovery guide within a spiritual context. It's deeply moving, intensely caring, and an intimate portrayal of this gay man's journey through abysmal depression, manic episodes, extreme indulgence, and sexual addiction. I eventually discovered the power of the simple solution, and I enjoy enduring sobriety. Unlike many self-help books, it speaks from the heart as one who's been there and back too many times. It offers a simple, doable plan that can lead to a safe harbor for addicts and people on the brink of disaster. It is a valuable source of inspiration and information for manic depressives, addicts, their supporters, codependents, and professionals in the field, gift-wrapped in a literate and fascinating read. 26 years of practicing, studying, rising above and seeking to the depths, recommitment, regret, disillusionment with incompetent professionals, 12-step commitments and lapses confirm that I am an expert on the subject with a workable solution. Now, why I say that is because I have been there and done that, and I know what it's like to be in the trenches of addiction, and I have been in recovery for 26 years. I make a distinction, though. Many people that are in 12-step programs identify themselves as in recovery, and of course I said that's what I was. However, I have recovered completely from alcoholism and for the most part from sexual addiction. I can now safely drink today, and in 1988 I was drinking as much as a case of beer a day. Today I do not like to be drunk, and I usually do not drink. If I have a drink, I usually do not have more than two drinks. And as far as the sexual addiction goes, that is a thing of the past. It's very difficult for me to even relate to the behaviors, which primarily included anonymous sex with scores of men and unprotected sex. So that's basically my life in a nutshell. If you're interested in reading about it, you can check out Occam's Razor Revisited. And I hope you will stay tuned for our next guest, who is Ann Timpany. Thank you.
That's what we have to tell, so that's why I'm here.
Thank you.
Thank you.